Welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huffman along with Jenny Lynn Smith. We're going to be bringing you the action between the Craig Lady Panthers and the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. Craig getting into town all a little before noon today, so they've had a chance to at least sit down and relax a little bit. I understand our boys are going to be down there, and they don't even show up until 7 o'clock tonight, so you folks can listen to this ball game and then run on down to the gym and take into that boys' game. Varsity game scheduled to start somewhere around 9:30 or so. Anyhow, we're 1:28 away from the introduction of ball players here. Well, let's quickly go back over the Lady Panthers JV basketball game here. Panthers winning that one by a score of 51-25. Haynes Glacier Bears led in scoring by Coral Bauer with 6. Libby Jacobson finished with 4. Grace Jones had 9 points. Jamie Messerschmidt finished with 5. And Millie Taylor had 6 points for the Glacier Bear Ladies. And for the Craig Lady Panthers, Paisley Wortman finished the ball game with 6. Kayla Hume finished with 10. Aaron Weaver had 2 points. Sarah Giebel had 9. Kimberly McClaskey had 12. And Maria Yates finished the ball game with 12. The Panther gals come out the first half. It was a fairly close game. And then they slowly started moving the ball around, got into their offense a little more, and got a few good shots, good-looking shots, and, of course, extended that lead. And the JVs from Craig winning it by a score of 51-25. For the Craig Lady Panthers, they're 3-1 in conference play right now. They've still got a few games to go yet, while the Glacier Bears are 3-3. Next week, our Glacier Bears travel down to Metlakatla, so that'll be another conference series for them. Things are going to be shaking itself out here pretty quick. For the Craig Lady Panthers, I understand they're going to go north. We're not sure exactly who they're playing anyway. I didn't really get a chance to talk to Vanessa James much. But anyway, they're going to head north, and then they'll be back to wrap up their conference play here. All right, we got the introduction of ball players. It's the final home game series for our girls. So tomorrow night we want to remind folks down there that probably won't get started on time, as we have 5 seniors that we have to recognize. So anyway, it's going to be a little bit behind the normal schedule of things. And of course, this game didn't start either on time, as the JV game got into 10 fouls each there, and we were shooting a lot of free throws going down the stretch. So the Craig Lady Panthers are to our right, and to our left are the Haynes Glacier Bears. Both teams are kind of ready to go here, but we got all kinds of things they're announcing here. And anyway, now for the Craig Lady Panthers, they'll be introduced first here, and they're wearing their green uniforms. And I think they're probably going to introduce everybody. We usually do here in Haynes. Number Sierra Gable, number 30. She's a freshman. And Kimber McCloskey is also a freshman. Marie Yates, another freshman. And number 14, I think it was, he said, but I'm not sure. And now we're down the line here. And Kaylee Wortman, number 13, she is a junior, and Barlow, Kara Barlow, is number 2, she's a senior. And number 11, one of the starters, Maggie Dion, she's a 5'9" sophomore, and also Katie Dion is a 5'9" sophomore. And number 14, Janetta Johnson, she's a 5'9" sophomore. And number 22, Raven Kowalski, a 5'9" junior. And Melissa Castle is a 5'9" senior. So we'll introduce everybody for the Craig Panthers, and now for the Lady Glacier Bears. And we'll be introducing everyone there. Freshman Celia Bauer is a freshman. Sophomore number 3, Libby Jacobson. sophomore. Grace Jones, she's also a sophomore. Number 21, Jamie Measuresmith, she's a sophomore wearing number 21. And junior, number 20, Riley Erickson. And Carly Spud, she didn't go out on the floor. She's sitting up here going to run the camera for us. So, okay, starting for the Haines Glacier Bears, number 44, Alicia Young. She's a 5'6" sophomore. And Amy Measuresmith, a 5'7" senior. And number 33, Ashley Measuresmith. She's also a senior, 5'6". And Marty Rasmussen, a 5'8" senior. And Hannah Wing, a 5'2" senior wearing number 5. So Measuresmith, Wing, Rasmussen, and Young for the Lady Glacier Bears, and they're quickly out on the court there at the center court. And the Panthers are all around to our right, and they're in a circle there, and everybody's hollering and making all kinds of noise, getting ready for this last series for our girls here in town. As I mentioned, they're going to be going on the road. They still have Metlakatla to play and Mount Edgecombe to play. Both those games will be on the road for our Glacier Bears. For the Craig Panthers, they're 3-1 in conference play, of course, and they're going to finish these two games, and then they'll be off the weekend, and then they've got the remaining four games to go of their conference play. So we'll have the national anthem, and the Pep Band will be playing the national anthem. Well, our Lady Glacier Bears, they like to full court press, and they like to get up and down the court. And so I suspect that's what they'll come out doing. Of course, the Craig Panther gals, we haven't had a chance to see them or talk to anybody to see what they do, but they do have a bit of a height advantage over our Glacier Bears. So we'll see if they can take advantage of that, but they definitely will feel some pressure. As I mentioned, we like to press, and we like to get down the court. So if you're slow in going back down the court, you're going to get beat by our Glacier Bears. All right, out on the court now. For the Panthers, Castle, Danan, and Johnson, and Krolikowski. All right, jumping at center court will be Marnie Rasmussen for our gals, and number 22, Raven Taptoes up, controlled by the Glacier Bears, and Young goes down right-hand side the wing. Long down court pass under the hoop, and partially checked, however, is Rasmussen tried to put up the shot. They go back to Young. Looks like the Panthers are going to come out in a zone defense right now, playing chase a little bit. They go up inside and draw the foul as Amy Measuresmith goes to the hoop and gets the first two basket points. She coming off the baseline there and just got a good position and also draws the foul on one of the Panthers. We'll see who it's going to be here as the official comes over. It's on number 2, and that'll be Barlow. That'll be her first personal foul. Bouncing the ball a couple of times is Amy. Measure Smith shots on its way. She gets it to go, and she's got a third point. Picks up one from the free throw line, extends the lead now 3-0. Just beginning first quarter action, however. Half court pressure almost stolen away, but they get the ball back into the hands of Katie Dannon. They go down low to Castle, back out long. Three pointer on the way. Not good by Johnson. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Johnson as she hustled it up and got that ball. Dannon out at the top, and that's Katie. Katie gives it ball back inside. They go back inside the to Kolakowski, but there's going to be a whistle. Raven had good down position, and it looked like the foul is going to be on Amy Messerschmidt. And no, the foul's on Hannah Wing. And so that'll be her first personnel. Panthers inbound, long down court pass, and quickly down there as Dana and Maggie gets there quickly. Maggie and Katie, I'll just try to remember their first names. That'll be easier for you folks. Comes over to Maggie. Maggie out at the top. She gets the ball back into the Panthers. 7 minutes to go here as Castle's way out at the top. She gives the ball off to Katie. Katie goes across court. Maggie is able to pick it up, and they get the ball back into Johnson's hand. She can't do anything with it. Now it comes back. Long shot by the Panthers. No shot by Dannon. Rebound comes back down into Wing's hand. Quickly down the court come the Glacier Bears. They miss the lay-in, however, but Ashley Messerschmidt gets the board. Amy gets it back out to her. Wing with a two-pointer on the way. Short. Rebound quickly down into the hands of Dana. Maggie got it. Maggie will bring the ball up. Stops. Gives up her dribble. 6:33 to go here in the first quarter. Back to the right-hand side to Johnson. Back over to Maggie. Maggie Dana looks inside. Almost knocked away by Hannah Wing, but Maggie maintains control. Cross-court pass all the way to the hoop. Nobody picks her up, however. Misses the shot. Was Johnson. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Young. Quickly down the court comes Messerschmidt. Ashley stops, puts up the shot, but draws the foul. And a foul looks like it's going to be on Melissa Castle. It is going to be on Melissa. Melissa really didn't have good position. Going to reach there and hit her on the back. That's going to send Ashley Messerschmidt to the free throw line at the 6:10 mark of the first quarter. Ashley with the basketball now. She'll have two shots. This one is up on its way. Good. The Glacier Bears 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far, as a 4-point lead in the ball game early in this first quarter of play. 6:10 to go. Ashley looks again. Takes her time. This one's on its way. It's going to be short. Rebound comes back down and quickly into the hands of Kolakowski. I'll get that straightened out here in a minute. And out to the top is Castle. She alley-oops inside to Kolakowski, back to Castle. Stolen away nicely by Messerschmidt. Rasmussen, and she stepped inside and made the steal. Wing quickly down the court. But Castle anticipated the pass and made the steal, and she's on the dribble coming down the left-hand side. Pulls it way out behind the three-point arc. Glacier Bears in the man-to-man defense. Going to be a foul.
Marnie
didn't get in position that time and trying to reach, so Marnie's going to pick up her first personal foul. And we have number 35 coming into the ball game. Weaver will check in real quick for the Panthers.
And 22 set down.
And we're going to have Kolakowski sit back down again. All right, Castle out at the top. 5:30 to go here in this first quarter of play. Still 4-0, but the Panthers have the basketball and they have the zero. They need to get on board here. Comes out to the top to Maggie. She holds it. Alley-oops inside for Katie. Katie had the shot momentarily but gave it up. Now she goes back to Maggie, up and a foul. Maggie went hard to the hoop, all right, was able to draw the fouls on the Ashley Messerschmidt. That'll be her first personal foul, third team foul on the Glacier Bears. And that'll send Maggie to the free throw line. This one is good, so she gets the first points for the Panthers from the free throw line. 4-1 to score. 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. She'll have a second. This one's on its way, and nothing but net. Gets 2-for-2, and she has the first 2 points for the Panthers, and they're going to full court press. Out at the top, back to Wing, back to Young. Alley-oop over the top. Messerschmidt comes away with it as Amy, but she goes all the way to Wing. He puts it up and in. Hannah Wing just went right to the hoop. Nobody stopped her, and she laid it in. 6-2. Glacier Bears have the lead. Castle, right-hand side bar. Takes the dribble alive, stops out at the top of the key, looking. Alley-oops inside, puts it up and off the glass. Nice pass that time by Maggie as she passed to Katie. Katie laid it up and in for 2. 6-4, first quarter action. all the way down to Young. Across the half-court line, they break the press easily. That time the Glacier Bears do. Out to Hannah Wing at the top. She's being guarded, tries to cut down the center of the lane, goes to Marnie Rasmussen, who puts it up off the glass, and good. Marnie's got her defender up in the air, so she just went right around her and laid it in. Good play that time. Now stole by Hannah Wing. Hands back into Ashley Messer-Smith as Hannah made the steal, and Ashley came away with it for the Glacier Bears. Cross to Marnie. Down the lane comes Amy Messer-Smith, too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down to the hands of Castle. She looks down the court. She's got Maggie way out ahead. No, stops Castle. Put up the shot from about six and drops. Melissa Castle gets her first 2 points. 8-6, 2-point lead. Full court pressure by the Panthers. And the Glacier Bears easily break it. They're across the half-court line. Wing down the center of the court now. She'll come back out and set the offense. Goes right-hand side to Young. Gives up her dribble back to Ashley Messer-Smith. Wanted the lane. Nice defense that time by Maggie as she cut it off. Back out to Ashley. Reverse all the way around to Marnie. She goes back inside to Amy Messer-Smith. Up and no. She got the shot inside.
It bounced around, but it didn't go.
Didn't quite drop. Fouls on 3-5. That'll be Weaver. That's her first personal foul and third team foul. That low block shot by the Glacier Bears, Panthers are going to have to make an adjustment because they've been able to go there pretty easy. Shot on its way, rolls around and drops. So Amy picks one up from the free throw line, and she's got 4 points in the ballgame. Bounces a couple of times. 9-6 is the score. Glacier Bears have the lead. And another free throw. This one short. Rebound comes back down. And quickly into the hands of Johnson. She'll get all the way down to Castle. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. No. Rebound fought for underneath. Rebound comes down to Young. She gets it off to Ashley Messer-Smith back into Wing's hands, and she's quickly down the court. Comes left-hand side to Marnie. They wanted to go inside. They did, but there's going to be a foul. Again, they went to that low block, and Amy's just setting herself up there. They're able to draw the foul. 3-5. That'll be Weaver. That'll be her second personal foul, and that'll send Amy back to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears. This one's on its way off the back of the iron. No. So 2-for-4. 3:22 to go here in the first quarter of play. 9-6. Looking. Shot's on its way. This one's nothing but net. She's got her 5th point of the evening and picks another one up from the free throw line. 10-6, 4-point lead. Panthers quickly bring the ball down. Goes over Castle's hand. And out of bounds. They tried to alley-oop into Castle's hands, but the pass was just a little bit too high for our full court pressure by the Panthers. They get the ball into Wing's hands, and she's quickly down the court. They go to Amy Messer-Smith, back to Wing. Stops, puts up the jumper about 6, a little too hard off the glass. Castle comes away with the board for the Panthers, and she'll keep the dribble with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Back over to Maggie Damon. Katie, back on the right side. Katie goes to the hoop. Katie goes to the hoop, and we're going to be shooting 2 shots. Fouls on 34. That'll be Marnie Rasmussen. That'll be her 2nd personal foul. And up off the bench is Anna Jacobson. She'll come in. Marnie's going to have to take a seat here. And did the basket count? Yes, it did. So Maggie, besides getting an opportunity at the free throw line, she's got her 4th point of the evening. And the 2-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Maggie can cut it. Katie can cut it to 1. This one rolls around, bounces, no. Rebound fought for. Comes up with it, Young. Gets into the ball of Wing. Wing's on the dribble. Comes down quickly down the court as Katie puts it on. She goes to Ashley over to on the right side. They come down inside to Young at the free throw line. Doesn't get it. Wing stops from free throw. Little jumper comes out. 6. Good. Anna Wing gets it to drop. And it's back to a 4-point lead again. Castle on the right-hand side. Keeps her dribble alive. Keeps going. Can't find anything. Now she'll reverse the ball back out as she goes to Maggie. And the reverse all the way to Johnson, all the way around to Weaver. They try to alley-oop inside. Oh, left all alone and draws the foul. Is Katie. Katie just came in. She was in the right spot. Ball fell right into her hands, but she didn't get it to go here, but she will go to the free throw line. ball bounced around, it could have easily gone in, but it didn't.
Nobody was close to it.
All right. Shot's on its way off to the left-hand side. No. So not able to get this one to go as she is 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Still has 4 points. And we have Libby Jacobson checking into the ball game, and Hannah Wing's going to take a quick seat. Libby's pretty much like Hannah. She'll get the ball down the court quickly for the Glacier Bears. This one's on its way. Nothing but net. And Katie picks up her 5th point. And another one from the free throw line. She's got 5. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears, but they have the basketball. Young on the dribble, loses it. Ball goes through about everybody's feet, and finally, Ashley Messersmith picks it up for the Glacier Bears, and she's going to set the offense out at the top. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and a timeout is going to be called by the Haynes Glacier Bears. We'll just see what it's going to be here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it here.
That was a desperation timeout if he had to call the... I think she was in trouble.
Well, yeah, she was just about out of time for sure anyway. But scoring at Katie, she's done a good job for him. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and, of course, Maggie's picked up a couple, and Melissa Castle got a 2. They've had some good looks at the hoop. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, have also had some good looks at the hoop. And Craig Panthers are 3 for 8 from the field, and the Glacier Bears are 4 for 11. So with 2 minutes to go, the score is Haynes 12. And the Craig Panther ladies, 9. Back out on the court now. Young will inbound on the far side of the court. We're sitting behind the scorer's bench. Craig is to our right, and the Glacier Bears to our left. Young looking. Long inbounds pass. She gets it in to Ashley Messersmith, back into Anna Jacobson's hands, gives it to her sister Libby. Libby Jacobson out with the dribble at the top. Down inside the lane. She goes back to that block again, and the block is there. And the shot was put up that time by Alicia Young, but she was able to draw the foul again. 12-9.
It looks like Craig has gone into a man-to-man before they were doing a zone.
So they wanted to switch it up. Maybe they were going to try to push him off that block a little bit. Alicia Young on the shot. This one's going to be short. Alicia has yet to score. She can score, though. She's a good shooter when she gets on a roll here. Still 12-9 with 1:51 to go in the first quarter. This one is off the back of the iron. Rebound. No, so Alicia misses both of those. And Katie comes down, and she quickly down the court and up and in. Nice. Johnson just went right to the hoop. Nobody stopped her, and she laid it in from that right hood. Goes to, ends up in Libby Jacobson's hands, and she's on the dribble, and now she's going to be called for the travel. Kind of bounced around a little bit there, and Libby just picked it up on the way by.
Yep, she was on full bore, and that's why she traveled, is because she got down there, stopped, and then looked around.
Okay, 1:32 to go here in the first quarter of play. Haynes 12 and Craig 11. So the Panthers have fought themselves back into a castle out at the top. Nody picks her up. She fires a long three, blows a bound. Rebound fought for. Young comes up with it, and quickly into the hands of Ashley Messersmith. She gives up her dribble and gives it back to Young. She'll get it across the half-court line. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Kicks the ball back out to Libby Jacobson. She's being guarded out there at the top by Dannon, and that's Katie. Puts a lot of pressure on, and then she finally gets it off to Amy Messersmith on the right-hand side. Can't do anything with it. Almost loses it, and hustling over to get it is Libby Jacobson.
Uh-oh.
And Castle steps in. She's got a lane all the way to the hoop, up, and draws the foul. She didn't make it the shot. I guess Anna did the right thing. She wasn't going to let her get a good, clean shot out of it.
Yeah, she had a layup.
She had an easy layup out of it.
Ended up hitting the bottom of the backboard, though.
All right, that'll send Melissa Castle. She can tie the ball game up here, as she'll have 2 shots off the side. No, she can't get that one to go. And coming up off the bench, Jamie Messersmith and Hannah Wing for the Glacier Bears checking into the ball game real quick. Or, excuse me, Riley Erickson. Checking into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Melissa still has an opportunity to tie it up. She's got 2 points so far this evening. This one's on its way, and it's good. So we got a tie ball game at 12 apiece with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hannah Wing goes to the hoop, and now there's going to be a foul.
On the floor.
On the floor. Melissa Castle really was just reaching for that. And that'll be her 2nd personal foul. They cannot afford to get her into foul trouble. So she's going to be a little bit careful there. She was just reaching on that one, really didn't move her feet. Glacier Bears looking. Gets it back into Erickson. Long three on the way in and out. No. Rebound fought for. Amy Measure-Smith comes over. He gets in the hands of Hannah Wing. Gets it off back inside as they go into Young. That time they surround her on the block, however, and reverses the ball back out to Wing. She's out at the top, goes down the center lane, puts up the shot, and good. Hannah Wing goes down the center and gets it to the roll. So Glacier Bears have the lead again. Castle with the ball on the right side. 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. Castle keeps the dribble alive. Stops. Comes back out to the top, and they reverse it all the way back around to Weaver. They go back inside, and the foul is going to be on Erickson as they went to Castle. Castle went down that low block and tried to set it up in there, and Righty just steps and fouls her. We're at the 1-1 opportunity already, so we're going to be shooting a lot of free throws if this is the way things are going to be going. That'll send Melissa Castle to the free throw line with 3 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 9 seconds to go, a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Young, and she quickly gets the ball into Hannah Wing's hand. 5 seconds. Hannah wants to go down the center, puts up the shot. No, rebound comes back down into Johnson's hand, and you can hear the buzzer in the background. Well, we're going to finish this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 14 and the Craig Panthers 12. We'll be back in 1 minute. 1 minute.
In part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
The Craig Gymnasium here. Second quarter action. Haynes 14, the Craig Panthers 12. Shooting percentages, Haynes put up 15 shots, got 5 of those to go for 33%, while the Craig Panthers put up 11, got 4 to go at 36%, so pretty much even up there. And, of course, the score is pretty much even up, too. 2-point lead by the Glacier Bears, but the Panthers are going to have the basketball. 12 rebounds for the Panthers in that quarter. They did get some boards. Looking. Now they get the ball back into the hands of Maggie. Maggie will keep the dribble out to the right-hand side. Goes left-hand side to Yates, who starts this quarter for the Panthers. They come back out to Katie. Katie takes the dribble down the right-hand side. Castle down the lane. And the foul. Let's see where it's going to be. It looks like it's going to be before the shot. So that's going to send Maggie to the Melissa Castle to the free line. Foul's on 44. Alicia Young, that'll be her second personal foul. And we got Ashley Messersmith checking into the ball game, and Riley Erickson's going to take a quick seat. All right. That time they put Castle down low, and she just made a nice move to the hoop. Shot a little bit short, no rebound. Johnson comes up with it. Now there's a jump ball. Melissa's just having a struggle from that free throw line right now. Glacier Bear basketball on alternating position. Marnie Rasmussen will check into the ball game, and Young will take a quick seat for the Glacier Bears. Full court pressure again being applied. 2-on-3, so somebody's going to be open for the Glacier Bears. They go to Ashley Messersmith. She keeps the dribble alive. Back to Hannah Wing. She'll bring it up across the half-court line. Just beginning second quarter action. Right-hand side to Ashley Messersmith. Shot on the way. Good. Ashley gets one to go, and that's her third point of the evening. 4-point lead by the Glacier Bears right now. Quickly down the court comes Maggie. They go inside to Katie. Katie puts up the shot a little bit short and off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds, so it's going to be Panther ball under their basket. Johnson with the ball, looking. They go right down the center lane with Yates up and in. Nobody picked her up, and she just got the easy bucket out of it, and that was a good play by the Panthers that time. Quickly down the court come the Glacier Bears. Ashley Messersmith gets the ball back into Libby Jacobson. She goes the right turn to Matt. And the foul is on Marnie going hard to the hoop. It looks like 4-2. That's going to be Melissa Castle. That's her third. Melissa just needed to move over just a little bit.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it would have been a charging foul. But anyway, Melissa Castle's got three personal fouls now, so it'll be interesting to see what Coach does. Coach James is going to have to decide whether to leave her in or bring her back out. Shot by Marnie on the way, a little bit short. Rebound fought for, and Amy Messerschmidt comes up with it. Quickly down the court comes Wing. She goes right behind to Ashley Messerschmidt. Not there. They go back inside, and Ashley out at the top wants to go right. She's on that baseline. She's completely surrounded. Now she'll go. And they're going inside to Amy, back to Hannah Wing. Three-pointer on the way. No rebound. Comes back down into the hand of Marnie Rasmussen on the baseline. They go with the pass. Goes inside to Amy Messerschmidt. She puts it up. Not there. And tie up. Well, the Glacier Bears working hard at those boards. Panthers not able to come away with it, though. The Glacier Bears got a ton of shots here and rebounds in that one. All right, down the court we go here now. Out at the top is Maggie. Maggie goes right-hand side to Castle, keeps the dribble looking downside. Now they go inside, knocked away, however, by the Glacier Bears as they anticipated that pass. Ball ends up in the wings of Hannah Wing, and the hands of Hannah Wing, and she gets the ball back down. And they go out to the top to Marnie Rasmussen, who goes hard to the hoop and up and in. Marnie goes right to the hoop. She's left-handed, and she's quick. Quickly down the court. Castle really couldn't do much on her that time. She just had to let her go. Maggie's out at the top. Comes back outside to Katie. Katie goes right at left-hand side looking for Johnson. Nope, not there. They come back out to Castle. Three-pointer on the way. No rebound spot for underneath. Up and in. Nice rebound by Yates that time as she had good inside position and just put it back up and in for the Panthers. Still a two-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball. Goes over to Libby Jacobson. Gets it knocked out of her hands. Fight for it underneath. Still not controlled by anybody. Now it is. It looks like it's going to be Haynes basketball on automatization. Anna Jacobson comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. And Libby will take a seat. So her sister will take a quick seat here. 5:41 to go here in the second quarter of play. Still 18-16. Glacier Bears with the lead and the basketball. Marnie Rasmussen goes right, left-hand side to Wing. She alley-oops inside to Rasmussen, back to Ashley Messerschmidt. Jacobson out the top, back to Wing beyond the three-point arc. Nice defense that time by the Panthers as they've dropped back into that zone again. They come back out to the top as Anna Jacobson. She goes left, right-hand side on the baseline to Ashley, puts up the shot, going to draw the foul. It'll be on the floor. Foul's going to be on number 14. And that'll be Johnson. That'll be her first personal foul. And that'll send Messerschmidt back to the line. And Ashley is 1-for-1. She'll bounce it a few times. She's got 3 points so far this evening. 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. Can extend the lead, and does. She's got her fourth, and the Glacier Bears now lead by three. 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. 19-16. Ashley will bounce it again. Isaac, she takes her time. Shot's on its way. This one is good. She's got her fifth point from the free throw line. And full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. But quickly down the court is Katie, and she'll get across the half-court line for the Panthers. Katie keeps her dribble alive. Looking, finds Yates across court on the right-hand side. Yates wants to go inside, but it's knocked away by Wing. Ball still on the floor. Still nobody controls it. Now Castle comes up with it. And what do we have? A tie-up. Ball is going to go to the Panthers on it. There's about eight girls who all touched the ball in that session.
There was a lot of turnovers in that little play. Right there in the key.
All right, Johnson will inbound for the Panthers. They set the play. Looking down the center line was Yates. She momentarily loses it, but gets the ball back into Katie's hands. Down the lane, little jumper from about six. No rebound fought for. On the floor is Anna Jacobson, and she comes down with it and is going to be called for the travel. However, she wasn't able to keep her feet, so the Panthers are going to get the ball back under their basket. Down by four, but they have the ball. Looking. Now they go inside. Knocked away, stolen away nice by Anna Jacobson. Quickly down the court to Amy Messerschmidt. She goes over to Wing. Back to Ashley on the baseline. Back to Wing on the right-hand side. And they'll reverse the ball around at the top. Again, way out beyond the three-point arc. As they go to Rasmussen, Marnie puts it up. Misses the shot. However, nobody was around. Rebound down to Castle. And she keeps the dribble alive. Goes all the way down, up, and shots too hard off the glass by Maggie, and the rebound goes back into the hands of the Glacier Bears, and Rasmussen goes hard to the hoop, misses another one. Rebound back down to Castle. Same thing here. Let's see if the Panthers can take advantage here this time. They've had two good shots, and so have the Glacier Bears, but missed them both. And going to the hoop was Castle. Going to be a foul. 3-4. That'll be Marnie's third personal foul. So Castle with three, and now Marnie Rasmussen on the Glacier Bears with three. And Young comes into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Still 20-16. Castle's back at the free throw line. I'm sure she'd like to get on track a little bit, as she's already been there four times. Only got one of those to go here, as she is 1-for-4. This one's off the side of the iron. No, Young with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Quickly down the court is Wing. Wing keeps the dribble alive. Almost stole away. Now it is stolen away by Katie. She decides to wait, which was probably a good move, as she was completely around. She goes to her sister and buries it. Maggie just gets that one to drop from about 18 out. 3:53 to go. Here's still a two-point lead. They go cross-court to Ashley Messersmith. She's on the baseline. Wanted to go inside their sister Amy. Shots on the way off the back of the iron. Amy gets her own rebound back, however, and they go back to Wing. Reverses around to Young on the baseline, left-hand side. Gives up her dribble. She's surrounded by Green. Nobody's reaching for it. Now she goes inside. Castle anticipates the pass, and the Panthers have the basketball and could take the lead if they can get a three to go. Castle keeps the dribble alive. Three shot pointer on the way off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for, as the shot was up by Maggie, but just a little bit too hard or too long. Back into the hands of Wing, and now it looks like there's going to be a foul on Maggie as Hannah goes hard to the hoop and draws the foul. So it is, and that'll be her first personal foul. 3:15 to go, or 3:16 to go here in the first half of play. Haynes 20, Craig 18. Hannah Wings at the free throw line. All right, Hannah will be there for a one-on-one opportunity. Both teams have nine team fouls. She gets it to go, so Hannah picks up her first free throw, and that's her seventh point of the ball game. So she extends lead back to three again for the Glacier Bears. Bounces a couple more times. This one's on its way. Looks good and is. So Hannah picks up two from the free throw line. She's got eight. Quickly down the floor comes Maggie. She's on the dribble in the top. Can't find anybody. She'll give it off to Katie. Katie reverses the ball around to Yates. Back into the hand of Castle. Castle keeps the dribble alive, and they go over to Maggie on the right-hand side. Come out to top to Yates. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Quickly with the ball is Katie. She gets the ball back into the hands of Castle. Castle's given up her dribble, so she'll get the ball back into the hands of Yates. Yates, far side, they keep it out. Trying to get the offense going. They try to go inside, knocked away nicely that time. Castle comes away with it and tries to go inside to Katie, but we're going to have a tie up under there as the pass just wasn't right there. The ball on alternating possession goes to the Craig, or the Haynes Glacier Bears. The Craig Panthers are going to put on a little bit of pressure, not a lot. Looking Young. Now they go inside. Stole away, however, by Katie. She puts up the shot off the side of the iron. No. Gets the ball into the hand. Anna Jacobson comes up with that rebound, and she quickly gets it over to Ashley Messersmith, who keeps the dribble alive. They go to Wing. Wing can't do anything with it as she's lost her dribble. She tries to go inside, stolen away by Castle as she anticipates that shot. Hannah's on the tie. She puts a little pressure on, but Maggie will get the ball across. They go to the right-hand side of Yates. She wants to go down low on the block. Nothing going, however. Ball comes back into Hannah Wing's hands and gets out at the top with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Not a lot of scoring here in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter. 22-18, Glacier Bears with the basketball and the lead. Young with the ball at the baseline, puts up the shot, rebound, fought for, comes away with Johnson. She's on the dribble. Hannah Wings at the head, can't find anything with it, reverses it back around. They go to Maggie. She puts it up too hard off the glass. However, rebound comes down in the hands of Young. Castle gets it back to Maggie. She puts up the shot. And there's going to be a three-second call, I think, on one of the Craig Panthers. I'm not sure which one. It didn't. There were three of them standing in the key there on it. And Katie had a little shot, but a little bit late.
Yep.
All right.
And it went through.
And it went in, too. Libby Jacobson checks into the ball game for the Glacier Bears at 1:42 to go here. Glacier Bears have the lead by four, 22-18. Out at the top. Kings the ball right-hand side to Riley Erickson, who checked in also. Left now back to the right. They wanted to go inside, almost stolen away, though, by the Panthers. They go back inside to Amy Messersmith. She puts up the shot, doesn't get it, gets her own rebound back to Anna Jacobson. Shot on her way, doesn't go, fight for it down. Amy comes up with it, draws the foul. And looks like it's going to be on Melissa Castle. 42, it is Melissa Castle. That'll be her fourth personal foul. 1:20 to go. Melissa is going to stay in the basketball game, so we'll just see what happens here with 1:20 to go in the first half of play. All right, we do have a sub coming into the ball game. Number 22 is going to be checking into the ball game for the Panthers. That'll be Raven. Raven checking into the ball game as, of course, Castle had to take that seat. Kolakowski's in there now. She's a big girl, too, so we'll see if they can adjust. No, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Johnson, and she's able to get it. Keeps the dribble alive. Out at the top is in. She looks inside, goes to Yates. Wants to alley-oop inside to Raven. She puts up the shot, draws the foul. Raven went right to that block, and they got her the ball right away as Katie just gave her a little pass and got it to go. And the foul is on number 20, Bobby Riley Erickson. That'll be her second personal foul. And at the free throw line, Raven is there, has yet to score in the ball game. 4-point lead off the side, no. As we're shooting a double bonus here now, both teams, and we've got coming into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, Jamie Messersmith checking into the ball game along with, who was the other one that came in there? I think it was Cecilia Bauer, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Shot's on its way off the side of the iron, no. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Amy Messersmith. She almost gets it stolen away. Now she does. They're on a drive back to the hoop. Stops. Knocked away. Going to be on the floor. Who's got it? Nobody does. Now the ball ends up in the hands of Katie. She looks. Goes back inside to Raven. Back to Katie. Shot. No. A little bit short. Ball goes off of Libby Jacobson and out of bounds. Plenty of opportunities there, but nobody can get anything to go right now with 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Real ragged last 4 minutes. They go back into Kolakowski. She puts up the shot and a double dribble. She bounced it a couple times there. She should have just gone right up with it as she had that position. Full court pressure by the Panthers with 40 seconds to go. They go across to Amy Messersmith. She gets it across to Anna Jacobson. She keeps the dribble alive. They've extended their defense way out. Now the Panthers have. They go inside, almost stolen away, but not. As they go to Libby Jacobson, two-pointer on the way, just a little bit inside the three-point arc. And a whistle. And we'll see what the foul's going to be on. Foul's on 21, Jamie Messersmith. That'll be her first personal foul. And we're going at the other end here. So both teams are in a double bonus situation here. Still at 22-18. And I said it's been pretty ragged here. The ball's been all over the floor. Girls down on the floor. People reaching and grabbing, so they need to get things settled down. I'm sure both coaches are going to talk about that at the halftime break. 27 seconds to go. Back at the free throw line now are the Panthers. They're struggling from there right now. Yates with the shot. She gets this one to go, and she picks up a point from the free throw line, and she's got 5 points coming off the bench for the Panthers. 3-point lead now by the Panthers. Yates can make it two here, 27 seconds. This one is good, so she gets it to go. And for a freshman, she's doing a good job for the Panthers. Quickly down the ball now is Bauer. She goes back to Messersmith. Jamie gets the ball across. Stole away, alley-oop at the top. It's a foot race down the court now. Libby's just a little bit faster and is able to get that steal back as the Panthers made the steal. 13 seconds to go. And Jamie Messersmith on the right-hand side. Anna Jacobson, long three, bounces, no. 5 seconds. They've got time if they hurry. 3 seconds. She'll fire it up. It's on its way. No. As you can hear the buzzer in the background, Maggie looked up at the clock, noticed there's only like 2 seconds to go, wanted to fire up that shot just a little bit short. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 22 and the Craig Panthers 20. We're going to turn it to KRBD. We'll turn it back to them for 8 minutes. We'll be back in 8 minutes.
You in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959.
Welcome back to the Carl Ward Gymnasium here. We're in the midst of a basketball game between the Craig Lady Panthers and the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. Haynes leads by 2, 22-20, but the last 4 minutes of this half, or maybe even five, it was pretty ragged. Neither team really could get their composure together. Girls all over the floor chasing the ball, not moving their feet and doing a lot of reaching. We were in a 1-1, and then we were in a 2 double bonus foul real early on.
So,
shooting percentages, the Haynes Glacier Bears put up 26 shots, got 7 of those to go for 26%, while the Panthers had 23 chances, got 7 of those goes for 30%. Panthers have 19 boards, and the Glacier Bears also have 19, but there were a lot of fouls called over the back kinds of things and not getting good position down low. Scoring for the Haynes Glacier Bears, Ashley Messersmith finished with 5 in this first half of play, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. Amy Messersmith had 5 points in the ball game. She was 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Hannah Wing picked up 8 points, 2 for 2 from the line. Hannah going down the center of the lane. As I mentioned, at the first part of the ball game, Hannah will go down the court until you stop her. She's much like the Castle gal, or, well, Maggie or Katie. They'll all both go to the hoop, too. Any of those three will. And then Marnie Rasmussen picked up her 3rd personal foul, had to sit down. She had 4 points in the ball game. She was going left, and she's the one that's been able to draw the fouls on Melissa Castle. Melissa just needs to adjust a little bit more. Marnie is left-handed, and so she just kept going left, and Melissa just didn't get over there to cut her off on that lane. I mean, you've got the end line, and you need to get over there to stop her from doing that. So we'll see what happens here. Quickly out on the court now are the Panthers. Now here come the Glacier Bears. The Panthers are going to start the ball game without Melissa in there. And we're going to have the Haynes Glacier Bear gals out there. We've got Ashley Messerschmidt, Amy Messerschmidt, Hannah Wing, Marnie Rasmussen in there, and Alicia Young. Alicia Young out there for our Glacier Bears. And we've got Raven Kolakowski and Maggie, of course, and Katie and Johnson into the ball game, and Yates for the Panthers, and they'll have the ball to start with. So Johnson will inbound on the far side. She's looking, looking, looking. Now she goes all the way inside to Raven. Back to Johnson. She had to lay in, just changed her mind over and tried to go inside, fight for it underneath. And we're going to have a tie up here. Ball's going to go to the Glacier Bears on alternating possession here. She should have put up the shot. I mean, there was nobody there. She just changed her mind, wanted to go to the center of the court, and it just wasn't there. Long down court pass to Amy Messerschmidt, gets it back into the hands of Hannah Wing, who is now across the half court, just beginning third quarter action. 22-20 is the score. Glacier Bears with the lead and the basketball. Alicia Young out at the top. Panthers in that 2-1-2 zone, and they extend it all the way out. They've got her surrounded, but Wing bails out the Glacier Bears, and she'll have the ball on the right-hand side. She takes a dribble, stops, gives it up, goes back to Ashley Messerschmidt, shot from just inside the arc. Rebound comes down in the hands of Johnson. She gets the ball back in to Maggie. Maggie will bring it up. In and on the dribble. She goes right-hand side to Katie. Katie looks inside. All alone is Yates. Nobody picked her up. She goes underneath. She could have put up the little shot. Changed her mind. Rebound down to Marnie Rasmussen. And quickly down the court comes Wing. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Fight for it underneath. Rebound. And nobody was able to gain control of it. It went off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. Yates just had an easy lay-in, elected to go under the hoop and turn and put it up. Didn't happen for her, though. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Inbound now. It's almost stolen away. Now it is by the Panthers, and they quickly down the floor. It goes Katie. She stops, puts up the shot off the front of the iron. No rebound. Comes back down to Ashley Messerschmidt. Katie had the little shot there, just wasn't able to get it to go for the Panthers. They're kind of got a lid on the basket right now for them. Wing down the center of the court. Nobody stops her. She comes back out to Young, back to Wing beyond the three-point arc. There's going to be a foul on number 11. That'll be Maggie, and that'll be listed as her 2nd personal foul. Glacier Bears have the basketball. First team foul on the Panthers. Young will inbound under their basket. Flaps the ball. Movement by the Glacier Bears coming around. Wing, left-hand side. Ashley Messerschmidt beyond the three-pointer. They go to Young at the free throw line. She puts up the shot, bounces around, fights for the board underneath. Ball goes off of Amy Messerschmidt and out of bounds. Panthers will have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. get the ball back into Maggie. She keeps the dribble alive, gives it off to Johnson on the right-hand side. She'll bring it across the half-court line. They go right side to Katie. Katie wants the dribble. Marnie puts a little pressure on. Rasmussen does, gives up her dribble. Back into the hands of Maggie. Goes over to Johnson, stops. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears right now. Katie with the back out at the top. Stolen away by Wing as she anticipated the pass. All alone up and in. So Hannah Wing anticipated that pass, and she's got 10.
Yep.
4-point lead. Long down court pass to Yates. Back into the hands of Katie. Katie Denon will bring it across, and she keeps the dribble alive. Marnie comes out, puts a little pressure. Katie gives up her dribble. Back to Johnson. 3-pointer on the way. No. A little bit too hard. Doesn't touch anything. Goes out of bounds. Anna Jacobson checks into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Who's coming out? Marnie Rasmussen will take a quick seat. Anna gets the ball into the hands of Hannah Wing. Wing will keep the dribble alive, goes right-hand side to Amy Measure-Smith, now all the way down to Young across the half-court line, back into Hannah's hands again. Hannah Wing out the top. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Haynes with a 4-point lead and the basketball. Comes back outside to Anna Jacobson. She keeps the dribble alive, goes right-hand side. Reverses it back to Wing. She wants to go down the lane, stops, puts up the shot. Good. Anna likes to step inside
yep.
to get in between the two defenders. And now long down court pass stolen by Hannah Wing. She keeps the dribble alive, and she'll bring the ball up. 6-point lead now by the Glacier Bears. Goes left-hand side to Young. She wants the baseline, gets it. She's got the hoop. Nobody picked her up, and Alicia went right inside, put it up to the left hand, and got it to go. Comes out to the top. Katie, long down court pass to Johnson. They go to Yates. Yates goes inside back to Weaver. Raven, and then back to Yates' hands, and then there's a fumbling on the thing. We're going to have a timeout here. Let's see what it's going to be. It's going to be a 30-second timeout for the Craig Lady Panthers as they talk it over here a little bit.
And I think it was tied up, but I'm not sure if she got the...
timeout in time?
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, either way, the arrow is pointing towards the Craig Panthers, so they're going to come out of this timeout with the basketball. Glacier Bears taking advantage of two opportunities to go hard to the hoop and extended the lead now by 8, 28-20, 4:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. So without Melissa Castlin there, the Panthers are kind of having a little trouble controlling things here.
Yeah, and they've only put up 3 shots and they haven't made any, and Haynes has put up 6 shots and made 3.
And, of course, going hard to the hoop like that, Hannah creates that kind of thing, and they get the easy buckets out of it.
She's fast.
Panthers will inbound the basketball. Johnson with the ball. She's got it. Looking. Nothing there. Looking. Now she gets it back into Katie's hands. Katie will keep the dribble alive. Stops. Gives it up, however. And she's completely trying to go to Johnson, left-hand side. She wants to go to the hoop and up. And no, she missed it. She had the easy little lay-in. It just wasn't
yeah.
gone there. And missed the opportunity again. Again, that was another opportunity for the Panthers. They just can't buy one right now. Comes back to Wing. As they go into Ashley Measure-Smith at the free throw line, and now foul. Foul's on number 3. That'll be Katie. Wait a minute. Wait a second now. The officials are discussing it here.
Yeah.
One called one thing. One called another one.
So I think it might have been Ashley for using her forearm on her.
It may have been a forearm. Okay, it could have been Ashley then.
Yep. 33.
And 33, so... We had 3 and 33 there. All right, so it is going to be a foul on Ashley. That'll be her second personal foul. Panthers with the basketball down by 8 now. They get the call across the half-court line as Maggie keeps the dribble alive, goes left-hand side to Castle, who checks back to Maggie, up and in. And just as soon as Castle comes off the bench, she creates a bucket for the Panthers right away. Back to Ashley Measure-Smith, who comes down the hoop, and she lays it in on left-hand side. And off the hands of Castle and out of bounds.
That was a good assist through a couple of people to get it to her from Wing.
4 minutes, 6 seconds to go here. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball right in front of their bench. All right, 4 minutes, 6 seconds, 30-22. Ashley with the basketball, looking. Gets it to Hannah beyond the three-point arc. Good. Nobody picks her up, so Hannah's got her 15th point. Biggest lead of the night for the Glacier Bears. They lead by 11. Long cross-court pass stolen by Wing up and in. So Hannah Wing has just taken over. the basketball game here for the Glacier Bears. They lead by 13. Castle on the dribble. Looking inside for Raven. Finally gets it to her and stops. Puts up the shot. Draws the foul. Basket's going to count. Raven was on that block. That's her first 2 points. And she was able to also draw the foul and get the bucket at the same time. Fouls on Amy Messerschmidt, and that'll be her second personal foul. All right, I finally got the other foul caught up. So it is on Amy. All right. Shot's on its way. Rolls around. No. Rebound. Fought for underneath. And Amy comes up with it. But Raven, again, is 0 for 3, but there's a steal and a foul.
And that was another
Green on fouls on Raven. That'll be her first personal foul, or the second team foul on Raven Kowalski. And the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Hannah with the dribble now. 11-point lead. Glacier Bears have the ball and that lead. They come out to the top of the wing. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Hannah goes left-hand side to Marnie. Marnie gets that baseline again. And on the baseline, no. Stolen away by Castle. Castle's on the dribble. She's looking, looking. Still nobody picks her up. She stops, puts up the shot. No, it doesn't go. Rebound comes in the hands of Maggie. She gets it back out to Johnson. Shot's on its way. In and out. No, rebound comes down to Amy Messerschmidt. She gets it in the hands of Wing. Quickly down the court to Anna Jacobson, who can't catch up with it. They have made an adjustment in their zone defense. They have moved Castle to the opposite side of Marnie, so they've got somebody else having to deal with that left-handed action of Marnie. They go inside and out of bounds. Going to be a foul. Foul's on Hannah Wing, looks like.
Yep.
It is going to be on Hannah. All right. Hannah's, of course, we're not in the 1-1. That's only the third team foul in the Glacier Bears. 2 team fouls on the Craig Panthers. Weaver checks into the ball game for the Panthers. And they'll inbound right here in front of the scorer's bench. Maggie has the basketball for the Panthers. They're looking, looking. Goes to Castle. Castle's way, not even across the half-court line, as Ashley Messerschmidt puts a little pressure on Castle. Keeps the dribble alive. Behind her back. Stops. Can't find anybody. Now she goes to Weaver. Back inside to Katie. Knocked away and out of bounds by Ashley Messerschmidt. They anticipated that pass as Castle was coming across the baseline. Ashley just stepped up and knocked it out of bounds. Good play that time by the Glacier Bears on defense. Goes back inside the Castle. She goes back into Raven. She stops, forces up the shot. Going to be a foul. Foul's on 3-3. That'll be Ashley Messerschmidt's third personal foul. They're going to Raven on that block, and she's just turning around and putting up the shot and drawing the foul. So she's going to go back to the free throw line again. If the Panthers could make a few free throws here, this game would definitely be a lot tighter. They're kind of struggling. They're, well, I would say less than 50% right now. All right. Raven is at the free throw line. She's got 2 points. She's got the ball. She'll bounce it a couple times. This one's on its way. Nope. Still doesn't go. So she is 0 for 4 from that line. Young will check into the ball game. Marty Rasmussen will take a quick seat. 2:38 to go here in the third quarter. This is turning out to be a long quarter for the girls here. This one is good. So finally, Raven gets one to drop from the free throw line. She's got 3 points in the ball game. 10-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and they have the basketball. Goes to Amy Messerschmidt over to Jacobson. They wanted to go inside, stolen away nicely by Kulikowski, and she gets the ball quickly into the hands of Castle. Castle keeps the dribble alive. Comes left-hand side to Maggie. Goes over to the top to Weaver, out to the top to Katie. Now back into Castle. Three-pointer on the way. No, off the side of the iron. Rebound comes back down, however, in the hands of Weaver. She's hawked down there by Young. Let's see where the ball's going to go here. Is it going to be Panther ball deep in their corner? Yes. Weaver will inbound it for the Panthers. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They get the ball back inside. Goes to Castle. She still hasn't got anything to drop from the outside. She's tried a few times. Up and in. Nice play that time as Castle saw Maggie break into the hoop. And Maggie's got her 8th point. 35-27. 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. Amy out at the top, but it's stolen away nicely that time by Katie. Katie's all alone. Hannah Wing's hustling down. Stop. She missed the shot, however. And the ball comes back down into Hannah Wing's hand. She's quickly on the dribble. She'll go to the hoop as she goes to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt goes hard to the hoop, but is able to draw the foul. As Amy went hard to the hoop. Foul's on number 22. And, of course, that'll be Raven. That'll be her third personal foul. So that kind of getting another gal into foul trouble. And Yates is off the bench for the Panthers quickly. And that'll send Amy Messerschmidt to the free throw line. She's got 5 points. No, doesn't go this time as she misses one from the free throw line. And quickly up also coming off the bench is Johnson checking into the ball game. And Katie's going to take a quick seat along with Raven. All right, back out on the court now. Amy has the basketball. She'll bounce it a couple of times. 1:38 to go here in the third quarter. Shot's on its way. Good. So she picks up another one from the free throw line. And Amy's got 6 points at the ball game. They go back inside now to Maggie. Maggie keeps the dribble alive. He's got a break as it's 4-on-1. Goes to Yates. She can't handle it, however. Maggie comes up with it. Johnson goes hard to the hoop. Not there. Going to be a foul. She did the right thing by going hard to the hoop. It is on number 5. That'll be Hannah Wing. Second personal foul. And Johnson will inbound for the Panthers on their side. 36-27. Panthers need to score here. To cut it back a little bit. Looking, they try to go inside. Now they do get the ball back inside to Weaver. Goes to Castle. She gives up her dribble, however. Back to Weaver. Reverses it back around to Maggie. Maggie keeps the ball out at the top. All the way across to Johnson. Back into Castle's hands. Out at the three-point arc. She wants to go inside. Puts up the shot. No, a little bit short. Rebound comes back down to Weaver. They go to Castle. Up and in. Melissa Castle had good position that time as she got the little pass and was able to put it up and in. 36-29. Three-pointer, or just inside the three-point arc. No, rebound fought for. Castle comes with it as Ashley Messerschmidt put that shot up, wasn't able to get it to go. Castle keeps the dribble alive. Going to be a foul. Looks like they set the screen. And it looks like an
illegal
pick there as they came down the left-hand side. So it is going to be on 14. That'll be Johnson's second personal foul. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
And it's 36-29.
All right. Well, they've kind of fought back a little bit anyway. The Panthers have had a couple opportunities. Just wasn't able to get them to go, however. And they go all the way down to Amy Messerschmidt back into the wings. And of Hannah Wing, she goes right-hand side to Anna Jacobson. And Wing out the top, reverses it back around to Ashley Messerschmidt. They go inside to Young, little jumper from six. No, doesn't go. Fight for rebound. Anna Jacobson comes away with it. Messerschmidt comes and draws the foul. Ashley got that rebound, put it back up. Foul's going to be on 3-5, and if that's the case, that'll be Weaver, and that'll be her fourth personal foul. So that's four, and she's going to take a full timeout. So with that being a full timeout, we're going to turn it back to KRBD. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 MHz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef, and Ward Cove at 107.1 MHz, translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 MHz, translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 MHz, translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 MHz, and translators K211AX Klawak, K211AU Thorn Bay, and K211AV Heidelberg, all at 90.1 MHz.
Here are the Lady Craig Panthers, 29, and the Haynes Glacier Bears, 36, with 33 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back out at the free throw line will be Ashley Messerschmidt. And she has 7 points so far this evening. She is 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Has the ball right now. Bounces a couple of times. 5 team fouls on both teams now. This has got the ball. She always takes her time. This one's on the way. Good. And she picks up another one from the free throw line. And she's got 8 points this evening. Extends the lead a little bit again for the Glacier Bears. She'll bounce the ball a couple, three times. Glacier Bears are currently 3-3 in conference play. This one's on the way. Good. He picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 9, while the Craig Panthers are 3-1. Very important games for both teams. Cross court to Johnson. Johnson goes down the center of the lane. Nobody's there. Stepping in and knocking the ball away as they tried to go inside, but not able to get it, however, and Wing comes up with it. Wing's on the dribble, 16 seconds to go. They want the one shot. Coach is up saying one shot. Elliott wants just one. Goes to Wing, looks inside. Goes to Messerschmidt, draws the foul. Amy Messerschmidt breaking to the hoop, and Hannah Wing just gave her the little pass, and she went right there and went right up. Fouls on 1-4, if that's 1-4. Okay. It is 1-4. That's Johnson. That's her third personal foul. So back at the free throw line again is Amy Messerschmidt in and out. No, it doesn't go this time. Glacier Bears are capitalizing on that as they've got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points from that free throw line so far tonight. Second one, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. This one is good, so she gets one of the two to go, and she's got 7 points in the ball game. Quickly down the floor, 5 seconds. Castle's on the dribble.
Three, two, one.
And no, the shot is not going to go here. You can hear the buzzer in the background. We're going to end the third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 39 and the Craig Panthers 29. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Tickets are on sale now for this year's Wearable Art Show at the Ted Perry Civic Center. Come see amazing works of art, models strutting their stuff, plus enjoy plenty of food and drink. Shapeshift, the 26th annual Wearable Art Show, runs February 2nd through 4th. Evening gala tickets are still available for opening night on Thursday and for the all-ages.
Gymnasium here, the Craig Lady Panthers 29 and the Haynes Glacier Bears 39. Basketball goes into the hands of the Panthers. Castle with those 4 personal fouls. Hallie really hasn't been a factor in that third quarter. She did come in and create one quick little bucket as Maggie was able to get a basket out of the deal. But we'll see if Castle can step it up a little bit now for the Panthers with 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Johnson on the far side. Johnson's there. We got the starters in the ball game that started the game, except Yates. Yates checks into the ball game now. They go to Castle, looks inside, go back to Castle, puts up the shot. No, a rebound fought for, and rebound comes back down into Young. Castle missed an easy lay-in out of it, but the Glacier Bears come away with the board. Wing down the center lane, stops, puts up the shot from about 6, rolls around, drops off to the side. Young with the rebound. No, a little bit too hard. She gets her own board back, kicks the ball back out to Messerschmidt. And over to the side to Amy Messerschmidt. She's in the down the lane. She's going to have to get out of there as it's going to be a 3-second call, and she does. Goes back to Ashley. They try to go inside. Stolen away by Johnson. Alley-oop outside to the top to Yates. Stop. She wants to go to the hoop. Stop. Puts up the shot. Good. Yates did the right thing. She was forced out a little bit, but she was able to put up that little 4-footer and get it to go. 8-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and they have the basketball, and Yates fouls Wing. The foul is on Yates, and Young on the ball. And we are at the 1-1 mark.
It's Hannah's on.
Oh. Hannah's at the free throw line. Hannah is 2-for-2 from the line, has 17 points in the ball game. This one looks good and is. So Hannah picks up another one from the free throw line. She's got 18 points in the ball game. 7:10 to go. 9-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Hannah has the ball. She'll bounce it a couple of times. This one's on the way. Also good. Pick up another one from the free throw line. She's got 19 points. Long down court pass to Yates. All the way over to Katie. Katie keeps the dribble alive. Back to Maggie. 2-pointer on the way. No. Rebound. Johnson. Johnson up the top. And she had the shot again. This time they go into Castle. She forces it up. Doesn't go. Rebound comes back down into Yates' hands. Castle comes away with it and draws the foul. Melissa Castle fighting inside, just can't get anything to go tonight here. Of course, the Glacier Bears are right on top of her, and they're sticking their hands up. Two shots, so that's going to send Melissa Castle to the free throw line. Fouls on Young. That'll be her fourth, her third personal foul. Melissa's at the free throw line. She's only 1 for 5. Now make it 2, 4, 6, and she's got 6 points in the ball game now. Melissa with the basketball. 9-point lead, 8-point lead now by the Glacier Bears. Melissa's got 7 points. Quickly down the floor comes Wing on the dribble. Out at the top, reverses it, goes right-hand side to Anna Jacobson. Looks inside for Young. Nobody's there. A little bit short on the shot. Rebound and goes not controlled by anybody and out of bounds. So the ball is going to go to the Panthers. And Johnson looking, gets the ball back inside to Katie. Long down court pass to Castle. Castle's on the dribble, keeps going, stops, reverses back, gets the ball back into Katie's hands. Katie keeps it alive, and Johnson goes down the center lane. Nobody picks her up. Up, no, misses the lay-in, no. Rebound comes down to Young. She had an easy little hoop out of it, just wasn't able to get it to go. Long down court pass to Ashley Messersmith, up and in. So Ashley's got 11 points, and the Glacier Bears have a 10-point lead now with 6:12 to go in the ballgame. Goes to Castle. Castle keeps the dribble, stops. Wants to go inside with the ball, nothing going. She comes back to Katie, back to Maggie on the baseline. Back to Katie, or to Melissa Castle out at the right-hand side. Stops, reverses back around, goes hard to the hoop. No, rebound comes back down into the hands of Maggie, and Katie, and Katie puts it up and in for the Panthers. Long down court pass to Anna Jacobson. They try to go inside. Ball stolen away by the Panthers as Maggie comes up with it. Quickly down the court come the Panthers now. They've got to take advantage of the opportunities they have. They go right-hand side. Comes back outside to Castle. Castle keeps the dribble. Stops. Wants the three. Takes it a little bit short. Ball goes off to the hands and into the hands of Maggie. Maggie will get it back out to Castle. Drives down the center lane. Stops. Puts up the shot. Going to be a foul. If it is, it's going to be on Melissa Castle. 4-2, she charged right down the center of the lane. Alicia Young just was planted there. Yeah. Melissa should have never gone there. I mean, there was no way she was even going to come and get down the center lane. So Melissa fouls out of the ball game with 7 points. She was only 2 for 7 from the free throw line. So it was a pretty tough night for her. 5:22 to go here in the game. 43-35, no pressure by the Panthers right now. And Hannah Wing will bring the ball across the half-court line. Keeps the dribble alive, goes right-hand side, down the center lane to go. Ashley Messersmith up and in. As Hannah drew the defense to her, and Ashley just got the easy little bucket, and now we're going to have a foul. Let's see what the foul's going to be here. Foul's on 33. Ashley Messersmith, that's her fourth. We're going to go all the way to the other end here, and Marnie Rasmussen checks into the ball game. Ashley's going to take a quick seat. They have her for three, so. All right, well, we'll leave her with three then. And we're going to walk all the way to the other end for a 1-1 opportunity. As Maggie Denon will have a chance. She's 2 for 2, has 8 points in the ball game. Panthers need these. Good. Well, she picks up her 9th point of the evening. And 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Still that 9-point lead. The Panthers just can't quite cut it in. They get it down to 9 and maybe 8, and then the Glacier Bears come back and score. All right, another one for Maggie as she gets it from the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Wing with it over the half court line. They go right hand side. Wing reverses the ball back around and off of Riley Erickson's hands. The ball is going to go to the Craig Panthers, and looks like we're going to have a timeout by Brian Elliott of the Haynes Glacier Bears, so we're going to turn it back to KRBD. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Often, it's 20 minutes of fun. It's 20 minutes of moonlight and 20 minutes of sun. 20 old favorite minutes, 20 minutes brand new. Read to your bunny often, and your bunny will read to you. The Ketchikan Public Library reminds you that reading aloud to a little person each day is the best way to help them grow up to be readers. Books are free and are available at the Ketchikan Public Library.
Majestic mountains,
breathtaking waterways,
vast forests,
impressive diverse wildlife.
Alaska is beautiful.
The most beautiful state in the USA.
We also have the highest rate of domestic violence and sexual assault.
That's ugly.
Don't let the ugliness that is domestic violence in your home.
Don't let it destroy the beauty of our great state.
Don't turn your head and pretend it isn't there.
Let's make Alaska truly beautiful.
Let's deal with our domestic violence.
The Craig Panthers only getting 4 out of 15 at that last third quarter of play for 26%. Haynes Glacier Bears were 6 for 13 at 46%. So that's what really just got the lead built up to a 45-37. We got 5 minutes to go here. Panthers will inbound the ball. Weaver gets the ball back into Maggie's hand. Maggie will keep the dribble out at the top. Reverses it back to Katie. Katie goes left hand side to Yates. Wants to go down that baseline. Does. They try to go inside. Knocked out of bounds by Hannah Wing. Yates should have just put that one up. She's tall enough. She can shoot over the top of Amy Messerschmidt. Comes down the right-hand side. They go to Maggie. Maggie Danner looks inside. Can't find anybody. Finds Yates breaking across the key. Back to Maggie. Wanted the baseline, but a lot of pressure being applied by Wing. Alley-oop out at the top to Weaver. Looking inside, they go to Katie. Katie keeps the dribble alive. Now she gives up her dribble. They go back to Johnson. Johnson should have looked at the hoop there. Didn't, however, and they come back out to Weaver. They're just running a lot of time off the clock and not really getting a shot out of the deal. Long shot by Maggie. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. And who's going to come up with it? We're not quite sure yet, as Libby Jacobson checked into the ball game. And looks like she might have hit her hand pretty hard on the floor here. Anna Jacobs, her sister, is going to check into the ball game. Libby will be coming back out here for a second. Going to be Panther ball under their basket. And they'll set it up with 4:18 to go in the ball game. Panthers need to get a quick score here, get things tightened back up again. Looking. Yates was all alone there for a minute. Alley-oop and pass is stolen away by Anna Jacobson back into the hands of Hannah Wing. She anticipated that one and was able to make the steal. Hannah goes down the right-hand side. They go to Riley Erickson on the baseline, not able to control it, however, and knocks the ball out of bounds. The Panthers do, so Glacier Bears are going to have it with 4:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna with the basketball, looking, can't find anybody. Now she finds Anna Jacobson just inside the three-point arc. No, rebound fought for, comes back down, Wing comes away with it. And Anna Jacobson will keep the dribble alive out at the top. Goes to Riley, back into Amy Messerschmidt, puts up the shot, no rebound, comes down in the hands of Johnson. She quickly gets the ball, and she's on the dribble, and she gets it into Maggie's hands. Maggie Dannon brings the ball back down, sets the offense. She wants to go right, can't do anything with it, however, and they come back out. She's still going to have to give it up. We're going to have a timeout green as Maggie was held up there in the corner and just really couldn't do anything, and the coach jumped up and says, I want a timeout to get myself out of this mess.
She was in trouble.
Well, Coach realizes, Coach James does, that, you know, they can't afford to just keep passing the ball around the outside and really not come away with a good shot. And that's kind of what's happened to them the last couple of trips down the court here. Being down 45-37, they need to work and get a better shot and get something up. I mean, they've shot 11 times so far in this quarter and only got two of them to go. All right. Both teams coming out of their timeout here now. The Panthers are in need of some buckets, and the Glacier Bears just want to run some time off the clock, and that's what Coach Elliott is talking about right now, is be a little more patient on the offense and look for that good shot.
And Anna went out, and I think the other...
Young came back into the ball game. Both Messerschmidt girls are in there for the Glacier Bears and Marnie Rasmussen. Now for the Panthers, they have the ball. They'll get the ball into Katie's hand. She reverses all the way into Johnson, looks at the hoop, drives down the lane, and a foul. She could have taken a little jumper, but she elected to go to the hoop and draw the foul. It looks like it's going to be sending Alicia Young with her fourth personal foul, and that's going to send Johnson back to the free throw line. She only has 2 points in the ball game. She needs these, and she's got it. She picks up her third point of the evening. Another one from the free throw line, 45-38. Still time for the Panthers to get themselves back in here. They just need to capitalize on a couple of shots here. This one's on its way off the side of the iron. No rebound, comes back down into Weaver's hand. She finally gets control of it. They come back out to Maggie Wilson. She buries it. Well, she got that shot just inside the arc. She's got 12 points, 5-point lead by the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball. They go to Ashley Messerschmidt. She hasn't given up her dribble yet. Now back into the hands of Hannah Wing. 3:16 to go over to Young. Looks at the hoop. Changes her mind, however. Long cross-court pass to Marnie Rasmussen, who wants the baseline. They go into Amy Measure-Smith. Going to be a tie-up underneath. Basketball goes to the Glacier Bears on the alternating possession. 3 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Panthers are still hanging in here. Wing with the ball now. Slaps it. Movement by the Glacier Bears. They try to go inside to Ashley Measure-Smith. Reverses around to the top. Hannah Wing goes down the lane to Amy. Amy inside puts up the shot and draws a foul. Amy goes hard to the hoop. She goes right to the middle. And the foul looks like it's going to be on Katie. Let's see. It is on Katie. That'll be her first personal foul. Katie Nana will send Ashley Messerschmidt to the free throw line. That's Amy at the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game, four of those coming from the free throw line. She'll bounce it a few times. 3 minutes, 1 second to go here in the quarter. This one's on its way in and out. No rebound. Marnie Rasmussen comes away with it and draws the foul. Marnie just stepped inside and got the board. Weaver just didn't get there quick enough. And if that's the case, that'll be Erin Weaver's fifth personal foul, and she's going to foul out of the ball game for the Panthers. She's just a little bit slow. Barney just stepped right in front, and then Erin just bumped right into her from the back. And, of course, that fouls her out of the ball game.
And Barney has a fast first step.
And that's right. She's
her
real quick.
Her and Anna both have.
Yep, they step right in. Of course, Coach has got 30 seconds to discuss it, so we've got Raven checking into the ball game for the Panthers, and now we're ready to begin play here. That'll send Marnie Reston to the free throw line. Marnie's got 4 points so far this evening, has not been to the line yet. 2:59 to go in the ball game. This one's on its way. Good. So Marnie picks up one from the free throw line, and Glacier Bears continue to do well from that line.
That's where this game is on the line.
That's right. The free throw line has been the deciding factor. Second one's on its way. Off the side of the iron, no. Rebound comes down into the hand of Yates. She quickly gets the ball into Katie's hand. Katie will keep the dribble alive. Keeps it, goes down the left-hand side. Gives it up. Goes back to Maggie out at the top. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense. They go back out to Johnson. Looks inside. Nothing there. 2:44 to go. Wanted the shot. Tried to go inside. Stolen away by Hannah Wing. Anticipated the pass and got it. And she's still on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. 6-point lead, and they have the basketball. Hannah, long cross-court pass to Marnie. She puts up the shot, and in. Marnie picks up her 7th point, and Raven come across, and it's going to be whistled for the foul. So
Marnie, she uses her steps. She doesn't put the ball on the ground, and that's why she got that. If she'd have put it on the ground, Raven would have been set.
That's right. All right. 8-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Make it still 8. Rebound fought for as Marnie misses that opportunity from the free throw line. And quickly down the floor is Maggie. Maggie will keep the dribble alive. Hannah Wing puts a lot of pressure on at the half court mark. They go to Yates. Long cross court pass to Johnson. She wants to go inside. Stops. Back outside to Katie. Back to Yates. They come down the center of the lane. Almost loses it, but Yates was able to maintain control. Out at the top is Katie looking, wanted to go inside. Now there's going to be a foul. Let's see what the foul is going to be here. I think it's going to be on 34. I thought it probably was. It was kind of looking that direction, and that's her fifth personal foul. So Marnie's going to foul out. I didn't want to say anything right away, but it looked like I knew it was going to be on her.
She was working really hard down on that block to keep her out, and it was right in front of the ref.
Well, and that's where the Panthers have been going all night, are those blocks. And so, you know, I'm sure the coach has talked about you can't let them establish that position. And, well, she had the position, and Marnie just kept shoving.
Yep.
All right.
She was frailing, or whatever you want to call that. Her arms were moving too much.
And Raven at the free throw line for the Panthers. She is 1 for 5. She gets this one. She's got 4 points in the ball game. So she is now 2 for 6 from there with 2 minutes, 6 seconds. We're going to remind folks that at the end of the ball game, we're going to turn it back to the studios for about 2 minutes so we can have a recap. This rebound comes back down in the hands of Amy as Raven's not able to get that free throw to go. And quickly down the court comes Riley Erickson for the Glacier Bears. Get the ball back out to Young. 1:56 to go. 7-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and they have the basketball. Ashley Messerschmidt over to Amy Messerschmidt. Back to Hannah Wing. Looking, can't find anybody way beyond the arc here. Goes to Riley Erickson, back into Hannah Wing's hands. 1:40 to go in the ball game. Ashley comes down the left-hand lane, decides to bring the ball back out. Goes to Amy, who goes to the hoop, forces the shot up, doesn't go, rebound. Comes back into the hands of Maggie. Then it's long, down-court pass, and stolen away, and really not able to control it is Riley Erickson, but she's fouled as they were going after the basketball. Foul is on Yates. That'll send Riley Erickson to the free throw line. That's the second personal foul on Yates, so that'll send Riley Erickson to the free throw line. We want to remind you again that we'll send it back to the KRBD studios for a couple minutes at the end of the ball game so we can total things up here, and then we'll come back for a wrap-up. This shot is good. Riley Erickson picks up one from the free throw line, and that is her first point of the night. 1:28 to go in the ball game. 49-41. Riley's got the ball. This one's going to be short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Johnson. Johnson will keep the dribble alive and goes off to Maggie. Maggie will keep right-hand side, looking inside for Raven. Kowalski not there, however. They come back outside. Now it is. They go inside. Raven turns. Puts up the shot. No, in and out. Rebound fought for. Comes down to Katie. She puts it up. No, it doesn't go. Raven still fighting for it underneath. Ball goes off of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. As Raven didn't want to give that ball up, she just kept working to get it. And we got another timeout by the Haynes Glacier Bears. This is going to be a full 1 minute timeout, so we'll turn it back to KRBD. We'll be back in 1 minute.
KRBD's fresh new website, where you can listen to KRBD live on your computer, hear all of the latest local, regional, state, and national news, access this week's community calendar, the KRBD program schedule, and the latest local weather. Find links to KRBD's Facebook and Twitter pages, and, as always, pledge your support for your favorite community radio station. That's all at www.krbd.org.
Hi, Sherry Henriksen here. The reason I pick Click Give is budgetary. I can click in January and know the money we'll get to KRBD in October. It's also easy for a semi-retired person who's flitting in and out of town, because in case I'm not here for one or both of the fund drives, I know I've done my civic duty. I'm not going to miss it or forget about it. The PERM Fund is a bonus for living here, and so is KRBD, so it's a perfect fit to dedicate with a quick checkmark part of my PERM Fund to KRBD. And I still walked in and got my sweet Alec Dickinson t-shirt. Yeehaw!
For more than three decades, APRN.
8 seconds to go in this basketball game. Haynes leads by eight, and they have the basketball. So the Panthers are going to come out, put a little bit of full court pressure on, see if they can get a quick steal or two here. Young with the ball looking, gets the ball back into Erickson. She keeps the dribble alive, and now there's going to be a foul. Foul's going to be on Katie. And so we're going to walk to the other end. We're in the double bonus situation here. Katie picks up her second personal foul, and we're going to go all the way down. Riley Erickson will be at the free throw line. She got her first point there just about 30 seconds ago, or maybe a minute ago anyway. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go in the ball game. Riley is at the free throw line. She is 1 for 2 this evening. This one's on the way. Good. So she gets that one to go, and she picks up her second point of the evening. Bounces the ball a couple more times. This one looks on its way. Offside the iron, no. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Johnson. Johnson keeps the dribble alive with 1 minute to go in the ball game. Looking, goes back out to Yates at the top. Kicks it over to the side. Hannah Wing makes the steal. Hannah's on the drive. Wants to stop. Now she'll bring the ball back out to the top. 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Ashley Messerschmidt back to Hannah Wing, all the way over to Young. Young looking, goes to Hannah Wing, stops, wants to go inside to Amy Messerschmidt, puts up the shot and foul. Amy Messerschmidt picks up her ninth point and draws the foul. Foul's on 1-4. That'll be Johnson. And that'll be her fourth personal foul. So Glacier Bears lead by 11. Bounces it a couple more times. On its way. Good. So she picks up one from there, and she's got another one at the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Bounces it around. Quickly down the court come the Panthers. They go to Raven. Wants that baseline. Puts it up and in. So Raven just turns around, gets her 6 points. 30 seconds to go in the ball game. Go to the right-hand side to Johnson. Back to Wing. Over to Ashley Messerschmidt, to Amy Messerschmidt, back to wing, over to Riley Erickson. They go inside, shot on the way, good. As Amy Messerschmidt gets her 12th point of the evening, 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Coming down, stops, wants the shot, no, rebound, they go back to Raven, who wanted that baseline, foul. And Raven's going to pick up her 8th point of the ball game. They went right to that block again. Fouls on 2-5. That'll be Amy Messerschmidt, and that's her 3rd personal foul. 55-45. Raven's at the free throw line. She's gotten 2 points from the line. Make that 3 points from the line. And she picks up another one. That's her 9th point. Long down court pass goes to Hannah Wayne. Oh, it's stolen away by Maggie. Long shot. Oh, off the side of the iron. And we're going to finish this ball game with the Haynes Glacier Bears 55 and the Craig Panthers 46. Well, we're going to turn it back to KRBD for 2 minutes. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a wrap-up.
In 3 decades, APRN has brought you award-winning statewide news.
Major bills signed into law.
But one event in particular has puzzled researchers.
From Dutch Harbor to Prudhoe Bay, from Ketchikan to Barrow.
Thanks.
In Kodiak.
In Haines.
In Anchorage.
APRN provides thorough coverage from every corner of Alaska.
Yes, it's all happening in real time here, folks.
They are, in fact, important issues to the communities of Alaska.
APRN, the voice of Alaska.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 MHz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef, and Ward Cove at 107.1 MHz, translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 MHz, translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 MHz, translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 MHz, and translators K211AX Klawak, K211AU Thorn Bay, and K211AV Heidelberg, all at 90.1 MHz.
Carl Ward Gymnasium, this is Lyle Huff along with Jenny Lynn Smith. We were happy to bring you this basketball game. I know for the Craig Panthers it wasn't quite the way they wanted things to turn out. Haynes Glacier Bears winning it by a score of 55-46. I'll run down the scoring real quick here for the Glacier Bears. Ashley Messerschmidt finished the ball game with 13 points. She was 2-for-7 from the free throw line. Amy Messerschmidt finished with 12 points. She was 6-for-11 from the line. Hannah Wing, high scorer for the Glacier Bears, had 19 points. She was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Marnie Rasmussen finished with 7 points, 1-for-3 from the line. Alicia Young finished with 2 points and had 2 opportunities from the free throw line. Didn't get either one of those to go. Anna Jacobson got into the ball game, didn't score, however. Riley Erickson coming off the bench, picked up 2 points, those coming from the free throw line. She was 2-for-4, and Jamie Messerschmidt checked into the ball game and did not score. That was the 55 points for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Now for the Craig Lady Panthers. Melissa Kassler, who got into foul trouble early on, really didn't get to play a lot, and then she picked up her 5th foul and had to sit down. She finished with 7 points. She was 2-for-7 from the free throw line. Raven Kolakowski had 9 points in the ball game. She was 3-for-8 from the line. Maggie Dannon picked up 12 points, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and one bright spot for the Craig Panthers there. Katie Dannon picked up 7 points. She was 1-for-3 from the line. And Johnson picked up 3 points. She was 1-for-1 from the free throw line. And Yates, coming off the bench, did a great job for them. She had 8 points in the ball game, 2-for-2 from the line. Panthers were 13-for-25 from the free throw line at 52%. So a few more free throws for them would have made quite a difference here. And then, of course, for the JV basketball game, that was won by the Craig Lady Panthers. In that one, Wortman picked up 6 points. Hume picked up 10 points. Weaver picked up a couple of points. Giebel picked up 9 points. And McClaskey picked up 12 along with Yates for 12 for their 51 points for the Haynes Glacier Bears. They had 25 points. Bauer getting 6. Jacobson, Libby Jacobson picked up 4. Grace Jones had 9. And Jamie Messerschmidt picked up 5. And Natalie Taylor picked up 6 points for their 25 points So anyway, quickly we'll finish up with just some rebounding. The Glacier Bears got it close. They were 33 boards for the Craig Panthers, 36. And the Panthers, of course, ended up shooting 29% from the field, 16 for 55. There was a stretch in there about 4 or 5 minutes. They couldn't buy a basket. They did get 55 shots, and 16 of those did go in. And as Jaylen pointed out, Johnson picked up 12 boards for the Panthers, so she had quite a night, along with 8 for Castle, who, and I mentioned, had the foul trouble. For the Glacier Bears, they had the 33 rebounds, and Young got 11 of those, and followed by 9 by Amy Measure-Smith. Amy had a good game tonight, too, for the Glacier Bears. They shot 52 shots, got 18 of those to go for 34%. So we want to remind folks that tomorrow night we're recognizing our seniors, and so game time may not be right at 7 o'clock because they do a few things here, and so it's going to be a little bit later. So we want to remind folks that just keep tuned in, and we'll get the game on as soon as we can. Again, I want to thank Jenny Lynn, and she's going to help me again tomorrow night, and I'll get her to talk some more. I know I will. We want to remind folks that the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Craig Panthers go at it tomorrow approximately 7 o'clock. Haynes Glacier Bears winning the varsity game by a score of 55-46, and the Craig Panther JVs winning that ball game by a score of 51-25. Again, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night. Good night.
Good night.